There's no secret formula for scaling support and boosting customer satisfaction. But there is the all-new Service Hub from HubSpot, bringing service and support together in one powerful platform so you can deliver the best experiences possible and free up reps' time with an AI-powered help desk. Also, you can keep customers happy. Secrets out. Service Hub is a game changer. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more.
Welcome to Thursday, everybody. It's May 2nd. I'm John Weigel here with Juliet Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. The most buttoned up and professional social network out there, LinkedIn, is loosening its tie a bit. The platform has just launched new gaming features on its site and app, which range from word association to trivia. Obviously, it's beneficial for social media companies to keep you on their platform longer, but what else would LinkedIn have to gain from mixing professional and play? We'll get to that in a bit, but first let's run down the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Starting us off today with more Tesla news. We've been reporting a lot of it lately, but Tesla laid off about 500 employees on its EV charging team yesterday. Tesla's charging network is the largest in the US, and other major auto brands like Ford Motor and General Motors are making vehicles compatible with Tesla chargers. This, of course, in addition to the 14,000 plus layoffs that Tesla has been having as of late. Next, Peloton is partnering with World of Hyatt to bring its stationary bikes to over 800 hotel locations and reward hotel members with extra points for working out. Moving from Peloton to Starbucks, Starbucks had a, quote, disappointing quarter per CEO Laxman Narasimhan. With global revenue dipping 2%, it will now focus on new promos, courting, quote, occasional customers and cutting wait times. Over to the journalism industry, 8 publishers, including the Chicago Tribune, are suing Microsoft and OpenAI, alleging they used copyrighted articles to train AI. The New York Times already filed a lawsuit for the same thing last year. And lastly, Johnson & Johnson will pay $6.5 billion to settle most of the thousands of lawsuits alleging its talc products cause ovarian cancer if claimants approve the deal. Okay, from there on to our big story of the day. Our big story comes from your professional network on LinkedIn. The platform recently launched some games for users to play while they're talking about things like, I don't know, the last fiscal quarter, I assume. So, Juliet, before we get into why this is happening, what games are they offering on LinkedIn?
There are 3 games. They're all pretty short, should take you only a couple minutes to play. And much like Wordle, you can only play them once per day. So these are not time suck, you know, this is not Minecraft. All right. These are very, very short and sweet. Cool. There's Pinpoint, which is a word association game, kind of like Connections. It'll give you a word. The example they use is internet, and you're supposed to figure out what category that belongs to. With just one word, that is a little difficult, but with every guess, it's going to give you another word. Let's say news. The following clue would be silence, and then, you know, they're all things that you can break.
Oh, that's good.
That's the first game. Yeah, I'm not spoiling anything because that is the sample game. The next one is Queens. It's a logic game. It's kind of like Sudoku with like a little crown logo. Like there can only be one crown in each color per row, per column, etc. The last one is called Cross Climb, which is kind of a word trivia game, not unlike a crossword puzzle. You're basically looking at clues, picking a 4-letter word, and then you're going to make a word ladder, which if you've never played a word ladder, sometimes those appear in the New York Times crossword puzzle. For example, a word like pace. The next word in the ladder has only one word different. So in this example, pace becomes pave, and that continues for all the clues.
Oh, okay. I see.
So if you're a big time puzzler, you will probably like these. If you're somebody who logs in every day, fires at the New York Times suite of puzzles, this is for you.
Wow. That sounds pretty cool. I mean, like, I'm a big time puzzler. I like a puzzle game and so often. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if things exist like the New York Times, obviously New York Times games is a huge thing right about now. I believe they charge $6 a month mm-hmm. for a subscription to their gaming service, and it's doing pretty well for them. Mm-hmm. I guess, why did LinkedIn decide it's our turn?
I think LinkedIn definitely saw the success of the New York Times gaming section. I mean, Wordle just took off. It was a super mega hit. And of course, the New York Times acquired it for, we still don't, I think, know the exact figure. And we've seen New York Times gain all these new subscribers who want to play not just Wordle, but the rest of their suite of games. But for a platform like LinkedIn, we're not necessarily selling a subscription to just games like the New York Times does. It's all about networking, which is really the entire point of LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. Because I think you recall a solid, it seemed like 2 month period where you could not get on social media without seeing people post those Wordle scores.
Correct.
And, you know, it was kind of this thing where everyone was doing it. Everyone was talking about it. They were asking each other, what's your starter word? Mine is audio. I don't know about yours. So, you know, there were all these conversations and there was a little friendly competition. Like, I got it in three. How many did you get it in? Mm-hmm. So LinkedIn's kind of trying to take what happened with Wordle and with games like that and put them on the platform. And they're also facilitating these connections in a couple of ways. So there will be a leaderboard that will display schools. So let's say you went to, I don't know, who are two big rival schools? I feel like in Michigan, it was always Michigan versus Ohio.
Michigan, Ohio, yeah. I don't know, like the Alabama Tide, I think.
Yeah, I know nothing about college sports, but I do know that rivalries on account of once being at a bar in Michigan and watching someone burn an Ohio sweatshirt vehemently. So for those schools, you will be able to see like your other rivals and see the leaderboard of like who is really crushing the word association game. So there's a little friendly competition there. You'll also be able to see those leaderboards for other companies in your industry. So let's say you work at a marketing company. Now you can have a little friendly rivalry with another marketing company. Or maybe you want to strike up a competition with the marketing company that you would rather be working for. So maybe you reach out and you're like, hey, I see you're playing Pinpoint. Wow, let's talk about it.
Oh, good. Another reason to reach out to people through InMail.
Yes. As you can see, which connections of yours are playing the same games, which if someone messaged me and wanted to talk about last night's crossword puzzle, because I always do the crossword before I go to bed. Someone wants to talk about the crossword with me, that is 1,000 times more exciting than I hope this message finds you well. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's talk about the crossword puzzle.
Yep.
I actually once went to a meetup and spent the entire time talking to this guy about the New York Times crossword puzzle because we both played it. So, you know, there's like a language to it once you play it long enough. So wow. I have personally experienced, and I think we've all seen how a simple game like Wordle or like the crossword doesn't have to be a big 120-hour video game can really inspire people to start talking and foster these connections.
Yeah, and it seems like LinkedIn is really banking on that system, working on their platform of getting people to start talking. And of course, as you said before, LinkedIn's all about networking. It's all about meeting people, connecting. So, I mean, displaying your scores and getting to the leaderboards of these games may be actually more fun. I kind of would equate it to a bit of an office softball league of sorts, but online and, you know, you're doing a lot more safe things than you are sliding on bases.
Yeah. And, you know, more broadly, I think we have seen those types of things that connect not just people that you work with, but people across a lot of different companies or a lot of different social groups sort of fade away. And I think that's because of two reasons. One, obviously, a lot of us are working remote. John, you and I have never been in the same room.
We have not. I don't know how tall you are. I have no idea.
Exactly. So, you know, for us to be able to have something to connect online, we have this podcast. But for a lot of people at companies, there are people you've never even met. So this is a great way, I guess, to have something that you do with them. I know a lot of companies do things like TV show brackets or trivia games, or they get people online for that sort of thing just because we don't have that in-office connection. The other thing I think that's happened over the past couple of years is kind of the death of appointment television. I feel like we used to have these big TV shows like Game of Thrones, and even before that, Lost, where it was like every week you would talk to people about what was on TV. Right. And now it's just like, I sat in my pajamas and watched all 8 episodes of Fallout. I have nothing to, you know, there's no anticipation.
Right. There is an absence of water cooler talk, absence of shared experiences in the workplace, and maybe this is something that's looking to remedy that or change that and also kind of help LinkedIn bring more eyeballs to the platform from across the way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's habit forming too, in a good way.
Definitely.
You know, like I said, I do the crossword puzzle every single night. It's part of my bedtime routine. And I go to that app every single night because that is what I do. And I think in the same way, I have not played them yet, but if they turn out to be really fun to play, it starts a thing where people would be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go play Pinpoint today. And then you're on LinkedIn, and then you're going to see other people posting stuff, and then you're going to screw around for a little while. And then maybe on your lunch break, you play another one of the games. So it is like this habit forming thing that keeps bringing people back to the platform.
Right. Definitely. Like I remember when GQ was a thing, my workday would just be absolutely just retconned via that app. It was like daily trivia, five questions or something. We would all gather in a room. Scott Rogowski was the host, I believe. And we would all like jam on these ideas and try to like have one person stay to the end. Never happened, obviously. But, you know, things to unite people, I think, is what we're looking at here.
Yes, I remember that because I like pub trivia.
Me too.
But I think, you know, that's not always accessible. Certainly not during the pandemic. Although I did try to play pub trivia online. It was not as fun. So, yeah, I get it.
But yeah, it seems like this is really exciting. I'm actually going to try to play one of these games, I think. They seem like a lot of fun.
Yeah, now that we're talking about them, that is clearly what I'm going to do. Like, as soon as we're not on here anymore, I'm going to go do it.
Agreed. Send me your results.
I will.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we will see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.